dealers from coast to coast present the Texaco Star Theater, starring Fred Allen, with Fred's guest, everybody's favorite, Ted Lewis, Portland Hopper, Falstaff Openshaw, the Texaco Workshop Players, Hilo Jack of the Dame, and Al Goodman and his orchestra. Last of all, this is Jimmy Wallington, here to tell you that your car can last many, many thousands of miles more than you may expect. Don't think it's about through because it's gone 30 or 40,000 miles. Life begins at 40,000 when you see your neighborhood Texaco dealer regularly for top quality Texaco products and services, famous from coast to coast. Tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, will be the first day of spring.
Yeah.
The day when Mother Nature awakens and the sap stirs in the trees. Now, we can't bring you Mother Nature tonight, but we can bring you the sap. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And Mr. Wallington, I certainly enjoyed your rather dull tribute to spring. Ah, spring in New York. So much has been cut out, I don't even know what's left here. Spring in New York. The birds, the trees, the green things shooting up, Jimmy.
Green things? Name me one green thing you've seen in New York.
Did you see the St. Patrick's Day parade last Friday, Jimmy? That was a man left over from the parade. I told you people were getting pushed into places with the crowds. Well, that's the parade was certainly green, Jimmy. It was greener than a grasshopper's instep and had twice as much kick in it.
Say, that was some parade. You know, I couldn't get across Fifth Avenue for 7 hours.
Well, you should have done what I did, Jimmy.
How did you get across Fifth Avenue?
Well, I joined the Knights of Columbus, marched 4 blocks in the parade at an angle, and stepped out on the other side of the street.
Say, Fred, how come every March 17th they let 50,000 Irishmen stop traffic and parade down Fifth Avenue?
Jimmy, do you know anyone who can stop 50,000 Irishmen? Unless, of course, it is 50,000 other Irishmen who might... spring, you know, it rained all day of the parade. The parade shrunk 3 blocks, I think. It shrunk up from the rain. Spring, when a young man's fancy lightly turns to thoughts of his induction day. Spring is when... Well, Portland. Well, Portland, tomorrow is the first day of spring.
Tomorrow starts National Donut Week, too.
National Donut Week, that's right. This week, all the Dunkers come to New York to hold their convention. New York will see some of the biggest drips in the country. Do you like to dunk?
Do I? I've been put out of Shrap 3 times.
Put out of Shrap 3 times? Is that little old lady with the shawl still the bouncer in Shrap? You mean you were caught dunking in there?
Yes, and I'm a sneaky dunker.
How do you mean you're a sneaky dunker?
I found my menu up in front of my coffee.
In front of the coffee, yeah?
Then I slipped the donut over the side of the cup. Sneaky-like.
Oh, sneaky-like, eh? Well, that's fine.
Do you dunk?
Oh, yes, but I don't horse around. I put 4 or 5 donuts in the cup. When the donuts soak up all the coffee, I eat the whole thing with a knife. And leaving you with that soggy thought, I think I'll be off to Allen's Alley.
What is your question tonight?
Well, spring is with us again, and the government is asking all of the people who can to start victory gardens this year to grow their own vegetables. And so our question tonight is, have you started your victory garden yet? And if you have, how are things growing?
Shall we go?
As one strapless evening gown said to the other strapless evening gown, what's holding us up? Looks like something fell off the Fitch bandwagon. Strange people pass here in the alley. Well, Portland, here we are back in Allen's Alley. I'll see if Senator Bloat is here.
Yes?
Senator Bloat, are you taking action in his Victory Garden campaign?
Yes, indeed. If my bill, the Bloat bill, goes through,
yes,
from now on every taxpayer will get the same seed.
The same seed? You mean that in the past there has been seed discrimination?
Last spring, a certain Republican wrote his congressman for seed. The congressman was a Democrat.
Yes.
The Republican planted his seed.
Yes.
2 months later, a bush came up.
Mm-hmm.
On the bush hung one little piece of fruit.
Yes.
That expressed the congressman's sentiment.
Well, how could a Democrat express his sentiments toward a Republican with that one piece of fruit?
It was a raspberry.
Well, the... the senator looks like something the president just vetoed. Well, let's try next door.
Well, what is it?
Listen, you name it, we've got it. Mrs. Corn, how do you... The old record man. Mrs. Corn, yes. How do you feel about Victory Garden?
For the last 2 years, I've had Victory Garden.
Good for you.
But something always happens.
Well, how do you mean?
Last year, my husband threw some old Vitalis bottles out in the garden.
Yes.
When the lettuce came up.
Yes.
Every head had hair on it.
Well, that couldn't happen with the apples. The apples are Baldwin's, aren't they, that you have? Tell me, have you planted your Victory Garden this year?
Yes, I stepped in it yesterday and nearly got drowned.
Well, how could you step into a garden and almost get drowned?
There was a leak in the water class.
Dawn had better put pontoons on her carrots, I must tell her. Well, what will happen if I knock at this next door, I wonder?
No.
Mr. Nussbaum, are you doing anything about a Victory Garden this year?
Victory Garden, it says. My whole house I'm turning into a farm. It is strictly rural.
It's rural, eh?
Uh-huh. In the dining room, I'm keeping chickens. Put a backup.
Good.
In the bedroom, I'm keeping a cow, a Hoboken.
A Hoboken cow?
It's a Jersey.
It has dawned on me.
Yes, I thought it was. The kitchen, I am covering with dirt and planting.
You're planting? What did you plant in the kitchen?
Ooh. All kinds of crops. Carrots, Brussels sprouts, rutabagas, bagels, radishes, puke should be with cumbers.
Gosh, you must be getting plenty of vegetables.
I am getting nothing.
Well, why?
Why is the canaries escaping the cage and eating up all the radish seeds?
Ate up all your radish seeds?
Instead of all day chirping, the canary is all day burping.
Well, what about your other seeds, Mr. Nussbaum?
One of the chickens is pecking out the turnip, carrot, and spinach seeds.
How do you know?
This morning, the chicken is jumping on the table.
And?
The chicken is laying a vegetable dinner with an egg on it.
Well, that brings us to the little FHA job at the end of the alley.
A toast to all, clink your glasses. Falstaff's here to please the masses.
Ah, Minnie Singer Openshaw. You have more new poems?
Oh, yes. Have you heard Nellie raised a terrible fuss when that stranger kissed her on top of the bus?
No.
Or the stale glass of beer to the pretzel said, "Forgive me, Cookie, I lost my head."
Tennyson, is it?
No, straight Openshaw.
Openshaw, I haven't heard it.
Or perhaps they wanted my mother to shimmy up a steeple before they put her on We the People.
Now, wait. If I stick to you, I will be the man in the street. It so happens that tonight our subject is Victory Garden.
Precisely why I am here. I have contrived a poem.
What is your garden poem called?
My Victory Garden's a great success.
How does it go?
My Victory Garden's a great success. My crops have exceeded my hope. My beets are as big as basketballs. My string beans don't have string, they have rope. My asparagus stalks look like buggy whips. My corn is as big as a bunion. People start crying 10 miles away when I take the skin off an onion. I defy you to lift one of my peas. My rhubarb's as high as a pole. If you want to boil one of my cabbages, you'll have to use the Yale Bowl. Yes, my victory garden's a great success. That's only, there's only one fact I bemoan. When I want to get a tomato, I still have to call her by phone.
Falstaff holds his sacroiliac while he bows. Maestro Al Goodman lays aside his lacing form and makes ready for our next entry. Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. Tonight the kids sing Chichi Castanango.
Money. Money. Money, 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 money. Who wants money?
Say, Jimmy, what are you writing there? If you're filling out your income tax, you're a week late, you know.
Oh, no, Fred. I'm working on the last chapter of my mystery.
Oh, no kidding. You've written a mystery story?
That's right.
What is it about?
Well, I call it The Strange Case of the Missing Motor.
Oh, Mr.
Or Who Tried to Kill Lizzie Carr.
Oh.
As the story opens, Lizzie, an old family automobile, is found dying in a traffic jam.
Huh?
The police investigate and put the blame on age, because Lizzie has gone more than 40,000 miles. But then I arrive, flash my Texaco star, and snap into action.
Oh, you're the detective, are you?
Inspector J. Marfack Wallington of Texaco Yard, sir. I give Lizzie's owner the third degree. I fasten the blame on his neglect, not on her age.
Mm-hmm.
I prove that with regular Texaco care, regular Texaco Marfack lubrication, and regular changes of Texaco's famous motor oil, insulated Havilland, there's lots of life in Lizzie yet.
Well, how does your story end?
Oh, it doesn't end, Fred.
No end, eh?
No, because with Texaco care, Lizzie keeps right on rolling along for many, many more thousands of miles. And the moral is, at Texaco dealers, life begins at 40,000.
Yep. That was Little Lamsey Divey from You Know What, played by Al Goodman and 20 Pale Men, who are appearing through the courtesy of the Red Cross Blood Bank. Well, I guess we better...
Mr. Allen?
Yes, Borland?
Have I any more jokes to say tonight?
No, not tonight. Why?
I'm going to turn my ship into the waste paper drive.
Well, that's a good idea, Borland. We all should conserve paper.
Oh, the big stores have stopped dropping bundles to save paper.
I know that.
Yesterday, Mama bought 10 pounds of roast beef.
And the butcher didn't wrap it?
That was terrible.
What?
Two buzzards followed Mama up 9th Avenue.
Two buzzards, really? Well, I know a man who bought a bottle of liquor, and they didn't wrap the bottle of liquor, and four bums followed the man right into his house. One mendicant had a corkscrew. Well, I've got to get busy, Portland. Our guest should be here any minute.
Who's coming tonight?
Well, Ted Lewis. You know, Ted is packing them in at Dave Wolfer's famous nightclub, The Hurricane, and he's going to run over here between his shows. I have to see Ted tonight. It's very, very important.
Why?
Well, Warner Brothers just made Shine On, Harvest Moon, you know, based on the life of Nora Bayes and Jack Norworth, and the picture is such a big hit, another company wants to make the life of Ted Lewis.
Who's going to play Ted Lewis?
Well, I am. Is everybody happy? Yeah? The first picture that got laughed before it was made. I ever... What are you laughing at?
Does Ted Lewis know it?
No, I'm going to tell him. This is Ted now. Now, don't crack. Come in. Ladies and gentlemen, meet Ted Lewis. Ted, before we get started, there's one question I would like to ask you.
Yes, Fred.
Today, the nations of the world are beating each other's brains out. Food is scarce. You can't get a seat on trains. Taxes are high. And you're still going around the country saying, is everybody happy? How come?
Fred, do I tell you how to run your radio program?
No, Ted.
Well, please, let me hush the call my own way.
Well, now, look, please. Now, let's not start with an argument. There's a big deal on the fire. Have you seen that new picture, Shine On, Harvest Moon?
Why, yes, Fred. You know, it's a great tribute to Nora Vage. A picture like that will perpetuate the memory of any artist.
Well, how would you like to have a picture glorifying your career?
Fred, you're kidding.
No, Ted. You have been one of America's favorite entertainers for many years. Now, Hollywood wants to make a picture called The Life of Ted Lewis.
Well, who's going to play Ted Lewis?
I am.
With that face?
Well, now, wait a minute, Ted. Look, his face is gold. You are no Robert Taylor.
Yes, and I'm no Boris Karloff either.
No, frankly, you look like an old Mickey Rooney.
Ooh.
An old Mickey. I could have stopped at that.
That's on the script.
So, you know, those makeup men out in Hollywood can work wonders, Ted. They can make me look exactly like you.
But you're 8 inches taller than I am.
Why, they can take out my shin bones, Ted. Now, look, if my kneecaps rest on my ankles, I will be just your height. I may have some skin hanging down around my shoes, but who will notice?
Fred, you know, I thought a person had to be dead before they eulogized him in a picture.
Well, that's right. The company sent a man to New York. He looked you over, and they're going ahead with the picture. I will play you to perfection.
That's just my luck. Alexander Graham Bell gets Don Ameche to play his life, and I get a schnook like you.
If you don't like the grain, we could make that whole wheat in there. I mean, it's... don't worry. Your life will be a sensation.
But what company, Fred, is making the picture?
MGM.
Great. MGM make terrific musicals. Metro Golden Mare.
Well, look, Metro isn't making the picture, Ted.
But you said MGM.
This is another MGM. Muck and Fuss, Goldblatt, and Mandelbaum.
They're in the picture business now?
Well, you know the boys.
Muck and... Well, look at the label on this coat.
Muck and Fuss Dover. Believe me, Ted, the picture will fit you better than that suit.
Those three tailors aren't making any picture about me.
But, Ted...
I don't want the story of my life to come out with a belt in the back.
Ted, this picture will make you. If I'm going to lead your life, of course, I should know a little something about you. You know, after your early days, being with carnivals and medicine shows in the Middle West, you came to New York.
Yes, I had a band of directors, and later the old parody club.
Well, who played with you, Ted?
Well, a boy named Benny Goodman played the clarinet.
Benny Goodman?
Another boy named Jimmy Dorsey played saxophone.
Benny Goodman and Jimmy Dorsey.
You know, Fred, I often wonder, what became of those two boys?
Who knows? You know how it is. They're probably with Spike Jones or Zeke Manners by now. So who else was at the parody club, Ted?
Well, there was a kid named George Raft dancing the Charleston. I fired him, though. I figured he'd never amount to much.
George Raft? Why, George Raft was on our program last Sunday.
You see, I was right.
Well, Ted, so much for the plot of the picture. About here in the picture, I think we'll need one of your old songs.
Well, how about Sunny Side of the Street?
Say, that would be great, Ted. How did you used to sing it?
Well, as I remember, Fred, it went something like this. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave all of your worries back on that old doorstep. And just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Oh, listen, can't you hear that pitter-patter? Why, that's the happy, happy tune. And it's your step. You know that life can be so sweet on that sunny side of the street. You know, folks, I used to walk on parade with those balloons in the shade. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not afraid, no sir. I'm one road if I never have a cent. I don't care, I'll be as rich as any Rockefeller. And there's going to be gold dust and love on that southern side of the street. And you know, it's just around the corner. Around the corner, that's where the sun will shine on high. And you'll hear those little bluebirds, they'll be singing on a rainbow up in the sky. They don't say why. Why, even though it's dark and it's cloudy, don't worry, the sun will peep through and say, howdy, howdy, buddy, howdy. Just around the corner. Well, if I never have a cent, I don't care, I'll be as rich, richer than all of the Rockefellers. And there'll be gold dust at my feet. Come on with me to that sunny side of the street.
That was great, Ted. You know, you can't beat those old songs. Tell me, what happened after you got your band together?
Well, I played around the country in shows and in vaudeville.
In vaudeville, hey?
Yes.
You know, I was in vaudeville years ago, Ted. Remember some of those old acts we used to play with? Remember Happy Saul Klein, the Glass Eater?
Yes, I was on the bill with Saul in Duluth when he got told Maine.
Ate a dirty window or something.
Yes, you know the operator on Saul, the Glass Eater?
They operated on Saul,
yes.
Did they?
Yes.
What
they
happened?
Took out 3 fruit cups, 2 water pitchers, and a set of Japanese chimes.
They remember some of those other acts we used to play with? Fields and Fink, that snappy duo. Honey Shapiro, Southern Aristocrat of Song.
And do you remember Mahatma, the tightrope walker?
Oh, Mahatma. He used to drink a lot.
Well, yes. One night Mahatma was tight and the rope wasn't. Well, so long, Mahatma.
Yeah, remember that other old act, Shimmick, the fire eater?
You know, I haven't seen Shimmick for years.
Oh, well, he went to pieces, Ted.
Yeah?
The last time I saw Shimmick, the fire eater, he was hanging around French restaurants snapping at crepe Suzette's. Me too. Do you remember that, contortionist, Ferry the Frog?
Say, I knew Ferry the Frog when he was only a tadpole.
No kidding. Whatever became of Ferry?
Well, Ferry retired, Fred. He's living in a swamp down in Florida.
He's got his, huh?
Yes.
Ted, remember some of those boarding houses we used to stop at?
Did you ever live in that boarding house in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Mother Boone?
Oh, Mother Boone. Dan's niece, as I remember.
Oh, yes.
For dinner, every guest got a whole steer. You could back the steer into the fireplace and roast as much of it as you wanted.
Yeah, they used to make wheat cakes as big as manhole covers.
Ah, that was some eating in those days. They had Indian waitresses at Mother Boone's. When a waitress brought your coffee, her papoose would lean out and drop 2 lumps of sugar in it.
Hey, you know, this stuff is going to be swell in the picture.
Ah, the life of Ted Lewis. It'll be bigger than Frankenstein meets the Wolfman, Ted.
Say, are you sure that you can play me, Fred?
Is everybody happy?
Uh-huh.
Why, I'll play Ted Lewis, so you come out like Danny Kaye. Now all we need is a theme song for the picture.
Well, why don't you do when my baby smiles at me?
All right, Ted, you sing a chorus and show me how it goes.
Okay, Fred. All right, here's a little song I hope you'll all remember and never forget, entitled When My Little Baby Smiles at Me. Why my thoughts go roaming to paradise. And when my baby smiles at me, gee, what a wonderful light that comes to her eyes. Listen, buddy, give all the folks out there, give them the smile that just brings love. Give them. That's it. Why, that's the smile that brings real harmony You know I shine and I dry. Why, it's just a bit of heaven. When my baby, now Fred, come on, show me you can do it now. When my baby, my little baby, my baby smiles at me. My thoughts go roaming. They roam all around. They roam to paradise. Is everybody sleeping? When my baby, smiles at me, Theodore. There's such a wonderful light.
What a wonderful light.
And it isn't neon, Fred. It's a wonderful light. It's just love.
Now, give me that, Fred.
Kind of love. That's it. Close the Texaco Star Theater. I want to thank Ted Lewis for dropping in tonight. Next week, our guest will be Ed Gardner, the popular Archie at Duffy's Tavern. And incidentally, I'm going over to Duffy's Tuesday night to talk things over with Archie. This is Fred Allen speaking for Texaco dealers from coast to coast, inviting you to tune in again next Sunday night and reminding you to help the Red Cross, help the boys who need your help. Thank you and good night. Thank you.
This is CBS, Columbia Broadcasting System.